We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, our Eagles game plan show. And Baldy, Eagles are 1-3. It has been a bit of tough sledding here through the first quarter of the season. Your read on this team?
Well, I mean, you know, it started with such great optimism, you know, and then it's – but that can disappear very quickly like it has. And so these are tough days right now, but you got to fight through it. I mean, you don't want to look ahead, but you got two teams that are struggling worse than the Eagles right now in front of them. And so it's about the next week and basically fixing the mistakes that were made last week, not making those mistakes again, and then really jumping on two teams that are really struggling in the Giants and Tampa Bay.
And at the same time, trying to just create the environment that you want moving forward in the Chip
Kelly era. Well, it is, Dave. It's about confidence and you know, that confidence, your attention to detail is better. You practice harder. You're in a better frame of mind. I mean, that's what wins do. Losses take all that away from you. And so they've been stripped down to the bone. It's like anything they came out of training camp with. And so really players are going to be tested and coaches are going to be. This whole thing is going to get tested here this week. But it all can change. We live in 7-day life cycles. And that's what you got to focus on, getting a win and then stacking wins right now.
What's going on with the Giants? 0-4, a lot of injuries.
Man, I mean, the Giants have had injuries before. You know, right now, they're turning the ball over way too much. They're not taking the ball away. They're not running the ball well. You know, the identity of this team in two Super Bowl marches has always been a very aggressive and sack-happy defensive line, and they're not getting any of those type plays right now. The offensive line has crumbled. So, I mean, all the things that this Giants team is built upon, they're not executing right now.
So if the Giants' offensive line not playing well, the defensive line doesn't seem to have the teeth that it had in the past, I got to feel pretty good about the Eagles' matchups then.
They should. I mean, on paper, and based on the first month of the season, the Eagles should have success this week. But I also feel like Tom Coughlin has addressed these issues before during his tenure. And I think, you know, the Giants know right now, they're looking at the record and the standings and all that, and they know they can't get to 0-5. So, I mean, I think you're going to get the best effort, the best four quarters of effort that the Giants are going to put out there this year.
Brian, the Eagles' offense, they've run the ball extremely well. Passing game, though, it lacks that explosiveness down the field. What are defenses doing to take that away?
Well, I mean, the last 2 weeks they've seen press man coverage, you know, and so how do you beat one-on-one press man? I mean, Mike Vick right now isn't holding the ball very long. He hasn't had the best protection the last 2 weeks, but he's seen better defenses the last 2 weeks, much better defenses. And so against better defenses, the timing has to be better. The route combinations have to be better. It demands that your quarterback and everybody else around him has to play better. I'm not putting this on Mike, but you get one-on-one situations, you got to win one-on-ones. That's what this whole offense is predicated upon. You got to do a better job of beating one-on-ones.
How about the Eagles' defense? Chip Kelly's talked about keeping everything in front of them, at the same time not creating the pressure up front and not taking the football away.
Well, I mean, look, it does start with pressure. I mean, they're rotating defensive linemen. They're playing six of them up front right now. I mean, they got to get to the quarterback. They've got to get better rushes. When you get a one-on-one, you've got to affect the quarterback better and more often than they have. And that's where it all starts. I mean, you could talk about the back end and coverage and do they play man, do they play combination, whatever. It starts up front with pressure.
Brian, how big is this game? Just in the big picture of a young team, of a new regime in place, coming off the kind of game the Eagles played on Sunday?
Well, I think it's everything. I mean, how do you respond to the worst defeat that they've had in a long, long time? Because everybody is, you know, I think everybody in the organization is looking at Chip. And I think they want to buy in. They want to believe. They want to listen. But really, it comes down to winning and losing. You lose another game. And you put four losses in a row. Does this team begin to splinter? Do they begin to doubt? Do the doubts get bigger if they already are doubting? So I think for the players, this is everything right now. And for the coaches, it's everything. They know if they don't play well and they don't come out of here with a win, especially against a team that doesn't have a win, you know, you could really create a great deal of doubt, the kind of doubt you don't need.
Well, we're not going to have any of that
not
doubt
here,
after
no,
Sunday. All right,
here,
Brian Baldinger, we thank you so much for joining us.
You got it.
In studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.